From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. After months of negotiations, Democrats have reached a tentative agreement on health overhaul plan that includes a compromise on the much-debated government-sponsored public option. Majority Leader Harry Reid spoke at a hastily called news conference Tuesday night to announce a broad deal was struck between liberal and moderate Democrats.
This is a consensus that will help ensure the American people win in a couple of different ways. One, insurance companies will certainly have more competition. And two, the American people will certainly have more choices.
But Reid refused to go much beyond that. Others say liberals have agreed to drop the government option in favor of other concessions, such as opening up Medicare to those 55 and older. The late autumn storm that has blanketed several western states with snow is now dumping snow on Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois. At least five deaths are being blamed on the storm. Hundreds of flights were canceled at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. All departures were canceled out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Emergency crews are working to restore electricity to thousands of households in the Sierra Nevada foothills after the storm knocked down power lines in California. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The power outage affects about 18,000 customers in El Dorado County and another 10,000 in Placer County, both northeast of Sacramento. The snowstorm dropped several inches, snapping tree limbs that hit power lines. Warming centers have been set up in the city of Placerville for people with no heat in their homes, and local officials were providing shuttle services for residents. A spokesman for PG&E says the utility has brought in crews from all over the state and hopes to have power restored within 24 hours. California will get a break from the wet weather before another cold storm comes in on Thursday. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Guinea has accused the former colonial power France of being involved in the failed assassination of the military leader in the West African nation. Meanwhile, commando units are continuing their manhunt for the alleged assailant. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has more.
Echoing previous accusations, the information minister, Idrissa Sherif, said France was trying to destabilize Guinea and that the French Secret Service was implicated in the assassination attempt. Sherif even implied that the French embassy in the capital, Conakry, may be giving refuge to the fugitive presidential guard accused of trying to kill the junta leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara. The foreign ministry in Paris said the Guinean minister's claims were absurd rumors. The minister said commandos loyal to Camara had arrested dozens of people in connection with the incident last week. The attack pointed up divisions within Guinea's army and the almost year-old military junta. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 104 points at 10,285. The Nasdaq lost 16 at 2,172. This is NPR. The new treaty to sharply reduce American and Russian arsenals of long-range nuclear weapons could be completed by the end of the month. Both sides say they are optimistic. Barry Schwide has details.
The new treaty would reduce current ceilings on long-range missiles, bombers, and warheads by one-third. The current treaty has expired, but its terms are being extended pending endgame negotiations in Geneva, Switzerland, a sign of good faith. There are some remaining questions about verification, but not about determination of the two sides to wind up the negotiations this month. In the meantime, they have agreed to extend the terms of the old 1991 treaty, which cut warhead arsenals by about one-quarter to 6,000. Presidents Obama and Medvedev will be in Copenhagen, Denmark, for the wind-up of the climate conference on December 18th, an incentive, perhaps, for the two sides to get the new treaty ready for signing. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
The Obama administration is offering to settle a lawsuit that dates back more than a century with American Indian tribes who say they were swindled out of land rights and royalties for oil, gas, and grazing. The government's offering $3 billion to settle the claims. If the offer is cleared by Congress and a federal judge, the Interior Department would distribute $1.4 billion to more than 300,000 Indians to compensate them for historical claims. The government would also buy back and consolidate tribal land broken up in previous generations. Two veteran Massachusetts legislators won their party's nominations amid light voter turnout on Tuesday for the seat vacated by the late Senator Edward Kennedy. Attorney General Martha Coakley won a four-way race for the Democratic nomination. State Senator Scott Brown won the Republican nod. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.